What was it like getting your roaster and just starting to learn that process? That seems like it would be pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the quality of coffee went down for a little while, like, realistically. You know, we were serving Klatch, and they do a great job. But, you know, people really wanted the brand and, like, the made in Redlands, which is great. But it's, I mean, it's super exciting to get a roaster. I mean, you know, you're trying to learn where to buy green coffee, who has green coffee. You know, there's so much to learn, the seasonality of it, and so much to do with the science of roasting and that whole craft. So it's a very exciting time to, like, have the roaster, you know. But at the same time, it was very much like a survival fight or, you know, this fight or flight type thing. It has to work out. Yeah. Like, you know, at least if it didn't work out, we could sell the roaster for what we bought it for. So that's good. But yeah, no, it's exciting. Like, that kind of just allowed us to really create an identity in that brand that is Auggie's today.
So where did you start? You got your green coffee and you throw it in there and
you just
go for it?
Pretty much. So when we picked it up in Nevada, we actually cut across Nevada, went to San Francisco, and went to, like, meet with one of the larger specialty importers, Royal Coffee, in Emeryville, and, you know, did a tasting with them and, like, you know, saw green coffee, learned a little bit about what they do, you know, and then
is this your first time seeing green coffee?
I had seen green coffee. Oh, okay. It'd been about 18 months into it, but it was just like going to an importer, such a, like, especially, like, they're a larger one, is pretty daunting just to see, like, you know, a bunch of people with headsets talking to clients all over the world, essentially. And, you know, they import so many. I can't even imagine how many containers they import. So it was like a crazy, just felt like, oh, man, I have no idea what I'm doing. Yeah. Pretty awesome. They did a cupping with us, and it was a lot of fun. And I felt very confident in my coffee knowledge, but, like, roasting one and green coffee had nothing. Then pretty much plugged it in, started roasting. Had to find a local supplier of green coffee that we could go pick up a few bags, because it didn't make sense to order a pallet from Royal for one bag of coffee or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and this was, you know, when Coffee Shrub was probably just around starting. So, you know, they sell coffee in smaller than full bag containers, which is nice. But yeah, just a lot of trial and error and figure it out as you go.
So when did Tim come on?
Yeah, Tim just showed up. Don't tell me. We started roasting.
Tim was just there. I fell out of the rafters.
Out of the rafters.
Started roasting. Well, hey
guys, you've been hiding in the walls for months.
Here for a long time.
Hey, put me on a plane and send me to origin, please.
Yeah, so we started roasting late 2010. Really, 2011 is when we, like, were, you know, supplying the shop with all Auggie's coffee. Tim hopped on board, I think, in late 2012 or late 2011?
I think late 12.
12. Yeah, late 12 is when we were opening up our Riverside store. I was going out there to do some work, and literally he just showed up, and he was just, like, sweeping the space because, you know, it had been just a storage space before that. So he was just there cleaning up, and I was like, am I paying this guy? I have no idea who he is, why he showed up. But he had talked to our roaster at the time.
I had the same question about Austin. Austin was there folding stuff, and I was like, am I paying him?
Who's that guy?
Yeah. So he was going to school down the street, and, like, one of our employees had told him, like, stop on by, check out the space, we're gonna open soon. So he just showed up and, like, started helping out, and that was pretty fun. That was pretty awesome. It's a funny story. So weird. Yeah, then we had to hire him and pay him.
Yeah.
I guess he just kept showing up.
Guilted you into it.
Did you have coffee knowledge at the time, or were you learning right then?
So I started at Klatch. Okay. So that tasting that I did that I mentioned where I tried that geisha was my first day of working at Klatch, and that was kind of the first time that I was like, wow, what in the world am I tasting right now? So I was at Klatch for, I think, just under a year when they started opening the Riverside Cafe, and I was going to school at RCC, which I think is, like, a block away from the store. So I did have a bit of knowledge, and I learned from Heather Perry over at Klatch, and they have an amazing training program. It was really cool.
Yeah, it'd be hard to find someone better to learn from.
Seriously. Yeah. She trained me, so she's
Heather great. And Todd. And
Am I allowed to say that she trained our trainer?
She did train our trainer, too. So technically,
is Auggie's a product of Klatch?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Without a doubt. It says on all of our bags. Gotta find it, though.
What is your favorite espresso-based drink? By the way, your caramel lattes are amazing.
Those are so good.
They're spectacular. They're spectacular. Yep. How long have you been working with, sorry, I'm. Right. You guys will think about it and yeah, then like, we'll just jump in when you got the idea. Yeah, yeah. How long have you guys been like in a relationship with Parliament? I mean, it's as long as I can remember. But...
Yeah, I mean, so longer than day, Parliament.
One day Ryan Burke just showed up and started sweeping. Not far from
the
truth.
He was at the Claremont location.
Right?
Yeah, so I mean, we have a good relationship with Ryan and Cassie, the owner of Parliament and All of Minute. So when they reached out to us when they were opening up All of Minute, I want to say like 6 years ago now. Probably, I think they're celebrating. They should have just... So it was like 6.5 years ago they reached out and they're like, hey, we're doing this thing. We want like all local ingredients. So we kind of, you know, we were the fitting place being just down the block from them. And we kind of, you know, just hit it off real well. They're, you know, a awesome young couple. Me and my wife became really good friends with them. They opened ice cream stores. And then for Parliament, their chocolate company, I mean, they pretty much just copied everything we do with coffee, but then did it with cacao. So they're the product of Auggies, which is the product of Clatch.
It says it on all their bars.
You on every one of the bars.
You gotta find it on
so every single bar says.
That's pretty much how it goes. Yeah, but no, so actually, like, the first few times we played around with it, you know, it was probably, I don't know, it wasn't too long ago, maybe four years ago. You know, he was roasting cacao in his oven at home, and we were, like, doing all the steps by hand, and it was pretty cool. Mm. I think he just kind of fell in love with the relationship side of the meeting the farmers, traveling, kind of making the best chocolate bar in the world.
It's pretty stinking delicious.
It's mm-hmm. very good. So, yeah, so it's fun. So we just, you know, we have two stores that are joined stores, ice cream and coffee, and then we actually share our warehouse here with them next door, and they have a full chocolate factory, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of things we get to experiment with and play around with. It's tasty.
Like a affogato. I can't say it right.
Affogato.
The one with ice cream in it?
Yeah.
Espresso.
That one's delicious. That is, that's probably one of my favorite espresso-based drinks.
That's a good drink.
Actually, that's very tasty. You can't drink it, but
it's a drink with a spoon.
You just have to wait a little while.
Yeah, you wait a little while.
Is that the one? That's very good.
I mean, probably. It's really good.
That's definitely, that's, yeah.
And then if you put caramel on it,
Parliament caramel.
Parliament caramel. Yes, of course.
That's good stuff.
I just remembered we have all that oat milk vegan caramel in the thing. It's so good.
Have you guys done? Do you guys have? You guys are doing Oatly?
Yes. Yeah.
That stuff's good.
It's delicious.
I'm really surprised. Yeah. I remember when I tried it the first time, I was really shocked.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
I didn't think I'd like it, and I was like, "Is this milk?"
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like, it's only vaguely not.
Yeah.
It's really similar.
And it's like creamier.
And it's creamier.
Than milk.
Is it really?
It's so good.
But it has a little bit of that, like, that oaty, branny, like that. A little bit of that, but it's mainly just
It makes
really
a latte taste like breakfast.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. It's real good.
Oh, wow.
I like it a lot.
That's delicious. Oh, yeah, Maddie?
No.
Oh, it's delicious.
That sounds good.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to make you one.
Sorry, yeah, Tim, what's
your favorite espresso drink? Yeah,
what? So, favorite espresso drink?
Yeah.
Starts with Oatly.
Okay.
I like Oatly a lot.
Okay.
I would say Oatly Mocha.
Okay.
That is with Parliament chocolate.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so good.
Wow. That's so good.
Sounds really good. We have a friend that he just goes around trying mochas everywhere he goes and just always on the search for the best mocha.
So has he been to Auggies?
He has.
Okay.
So he hasn't done it with
Oatly. He stopped searching.
He stopped the search.
The search was done.
No,
that was a short story. Done. Can't
he doesn't know for sure that it's done yet.
Oh, man.
See, the search goes on no matter what you find.
That's true. That's disappointing.
It's always at the top, but you have to keep searching, seeing if there's something.
Yeah.
Is there something above 100%? You know what I mean? Like, is there something better than best?
No, there's not. I took high school in math. There's not above 100%.
There's definitely nothing better.
I took math in high school. Didn't take English for sure.
Crazy.
That caramel latte. Do you guys say caramel
or
caramel?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Because you can say it
so
either.
We had it spelled wrong on the menu for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And barely anyone ever brought it up.
I mean, there was no C. It was just a K. You're like, what the heck?
We forgot the second A, and it was like...
There's supposed to be an A in this word?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
I don't know.
What's your favorite brew method for a pour-over?
The honest answer is a batch brewer, because I'm too lazy to make a pour-over.
Well, fair enough.
But when Blair or someone else is offering to make me a pour over. I'm torn. A V60, you know, is like something that I've just used so much, like especially way back when I was on Barmore. That's probably one of my favorites, like just because I used it the most.
Mine would be the same. Mine is V60.
What's the go-to recipe for the V60?
Where's our baseball cards?
We made baseball cards, so we don't have to answer this question.
Yeah, so we don't have to think ever.
We've got those. By the way, those cards are awesome. Those are really
cool. Turned out good, huh?
Yeah, really cool. We definitely grabbed them up as soon as they had them. That was cool. That was really fun.
Recipe, though.
That's really cool. Pulling it up right now.
Augie's.coffee.
There we go.
That's a long recipe.
I like that one. I like the bigger recipe. 28 and 400?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ooh, 28 and 400.
Yeah, so 28 grams of coffee, 400 grams of water. Uh-huh. You know, we like to heat the water like to 205. Place filter in V60 and rinse with hot water.
Yeah, just under 115.
Medium grind coffee and add to V60.
We hate it.
Add 50 grams of water.
When you like go to a shop. You guys never get pour overs when you go to other shops, huh?
We totally do.
Do you?
Yeah, we normally get like espresso and a pour over.
And then a filter.
And then a sig drink.
Like a drink.
And then a sig drink if we can. Okay. Yeah, we love trying sig drinks.
Yeah.
So it's normally those three things.
We did a little coffee crawl a couple months back. We did the LA. We wanted to see some LA shops. I think we did 7 in one day.
That's impressive.
And by the end of it,
that's a lot.
The pain we had.
Oh, yeah. You got to drink water, eat bananas.
Lots of water.
Oh, bananas.
Lots of
bananas.
Help with the,
and not the jitters. Not finished coffees.
And that's the thing. No. Yeah, you
don't drink all the coffee.
Don't drink it all.
We were splitting it between like 5.
But don't finish still.
On the way out to the car, I have a thing where I don't use lids on paper cups, so I like don't have a lid, and then I just literally pour out half of it in the planter and then get in the car. So we only ever have half a coffee by the time we leave the register to get in the car.
Okay, so water and bananas. We need to make a little checklist.
Yeah. I feel like something
we'll make you a baseball card.
Oh, coconut water helps too.
Yeah.
There's more potassium.
And Augie's coffee crawl and just has all four of your locations on there.
Soon to be 6.
Soon to be 6.
Yeah, soon to be 6.
Now we have so many friends.
Yeah, there's a lot of other places to go.
So many people on there.
Tons of places to go.
Yeah.
What's one of your, so we heard your favorite roaster. What's one of your favorite shops to visit? And I know you guys have lots of friends in the industry, but outside of friendship,
what's the radius?
What is your mouth excited about as far as going to a shop? That sounded weird.
Outside of friendship, what is my mouth?
Yeah, outside of the friendship.
I get it. Don't think friends.
Usually tacos.
What's your favorite coffee? Taco.
Taco
seasoning.
I mean, locally, like we love to go to Arcade when we get a chance in Riverside because it's right here.
You guys had a big impact with Stevie.
We've known them forever. Shane worked for us for a long time.
Yeah.
So they're good friends. Mm-hmm. Then when I go out to LA, it's so nice to go visit like GMB. Coffee is always really exciting because they have a lot of sick drinks.
Coffees are rotating.
Go Get 'Em Tiger.
I don't like two of them.
I like Sisters. Nice. I like Go Get 'Em Tiger more.
We did Go Get 'Em Tiger.
Did we do GMB?
I don't think we made it to GMB.
Ooh.
We did Go Get 'Em Tiger because...
Have you never been to GMB?
I don't think I have.
Oh, you gotta.
You would remember.
Yeah, you gotta.
It's really cool.
The bar flow is just... The shop is just different. Like, you would... It's in an open-air market, 360-degree bar, so it's just different from anything you can...
Yeah, it's like service as if you were at, like, a regular bar. Like, you just walk up to the counter, someone will meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We gotta try that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's great food and everything. I just like that because, like, you can just stay there all day. There's food, there's alcohol, there's coffee, there's, you know,
you just hang
alcohol.
Out.
Everything.
Food, everything. Alcohol, coffee, alcohol, dinner, alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah.
You get it, huh? I have a question about competitions.
Ooh, fun.
Because those are coming up, aren't they?
They are, in like 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So what...
Which one is in three weeks?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah. All of them.
So you guys compete in the roasting one specifically?
We do all of them for the most part. Yeah. Okay. So at Nationals, this year we'll just be competing in Brewers Cup and Cup Tasters. So it's a lot of fun.
Tasters.
Yep. That's the easiest one.
Is this someone else?
It's myself again.
It's yourself.
You just, you know, taste some coffees and determine which one's different. Super easy. But no, essentially,
anybody can enter that one, right?
I mean, anyone could enter any of these, technically.
Just anybody. So they'll let us in.
They'll let you in.
Yeah.
They'll let me
so
in.
So Philip could go in, as long as he shows up with a spoon, he could go.
Yeah. Absolutely. You got to pay the money, sign up, and
what
you got
what if we
it.
Got a picture? Oh, how much money?
Depends on where you do it. So, like, the way it works
the
is...
The
regional one, right? Oh. Or the qualifier. Yeah.
That was, like, $200?
Yeah, that was, like, $200.
Okay.
It's well, pretty expensive to taste.
Okay, so you need, I might not be competing.
You need a spoon and $200.
That keeps changing, yeah, I guess.
You didn't mention the spoon was gold, Tim.
Yeah. Oh, I have that.
So what do you do for that? You go in, you're tasting three cups of coffee,
yeah,
see which one's different.
Totally. You have you have eight sets of three cups of coffee, so 24 cups total. Each of the three set of three, there's two that are the same and one that is different. And you're literally just tasting the three cups, determining this one is unlike the other two. Go through, taste all eight sets, choose your eight oddball coffees, and that is it. So it's really nice. There's no scoring outside of you got it right or you got it wrong. And then after that, it's how quickly you got those right. So it's super fun. It's super, you know, exciting because you're competing with yourself, competing with other people up on stage doing the same thing, but you're all just competing to make it to the next round. Mm-hmm. So it's not like an immediate, oh, I have to beat these two people. It's like, I just have to do well enough to make it to the next round. You're just competing against yourself pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's super fun. It's a good challenge to be able to tune out all the, you know, crowd and everyone else. You just got to dial in, taste some coffees, and find the different ones.
And then what's the, so that's the Taster's Cup, then you said the Brewers, you're doing the Brewers. Are you doing the Roasters as well?
What's the technique for getting the coffee into your mouth as fast as possible?
I mean, it's kind of a balance of, you know, you're cupping the coffees with a spoon.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got these little bowls, and it's not technically getting it as fast as possible. It's just getting the accuracy. But there is a nice rhythm to, like, you know, you got it in your spoon, put it in your mouth, hold it in your mouth, get your spoon full again, and then either spit it or swallow it as you're about to put the new spoon in your mouth. So there's a nice, like, technique to do it as efficient as possible.
Because
but Austin likes the choo-choo train.
Yeah,
it would be fastest to do that other thing.
But the choo-choo train
airplane technique
helps way
the airplane
way better. Yeah. So I mean, the big thing is just, you know, trying to not get palate fatigue and, you know, trying to really dial in on what you're tasting, you know.
How long would it take?
So you only have 8 minutes.
For all 24?
For all 24, oh, yeah. So that's a minute per set. So it's not horrible.
Wow.
You know, a lot of people will go in there and try to do it as quick as possible.
This is like one after another, like literally 8 minutes start to finish?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My.
And like normally, most people get it done in like under 6 minutes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Some people will do it in under 2 minutes, but that's crazy. Yeah, so it's tough. You end up having, like, I don't know, three or four rounds before you make it to the final three. And then, yeah, you go from there. So I won in 2016, so that was a lot of fun. We got to go to China, compete in the Worlds, and that was exciting to go to China. They gave me that golden spoon.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
So how did you do in that competition?
I got in the top half. I think I finished 18th. And I was kind of bummed because I had to finish in the top 16 to progress to the next round. So I was like, just right there. Yeah. But, you know, it was one of those things where it's tough. You know, you go to another side of the world and coffee tastes different.
And
you
the water is different.
Well, everything's different, you know, and it's just, you know, I definitely feel like it was one of the cooler experiences to, like, meet people from essentially, like, 50 other countries all here to do the same thing. It was at Hotel X, which is this huge food convention in Shanghai. It just finished up yesterday.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's like insane.
14
It's like 14 hangers. Giant hangers.
Oh my goodness.
Like literally, like probably from each of these corners, it's like a triangle. It's probably like a solid half mile to a mile of just like hangers, and then another half mile of hangers and food. Like they had the pizza competition. They have all these different things. Like it's not just coffee. It's anything in the food and service industry. So like that was just so much fun to go do that. See all these crazy people. Yeah, it was fun.
Sorry, so Roasters.
Competitions. Brewers? Yeah, Brewers.
Brewers, yeah. Blair is doing Brewers.
Okay.
And she's done that a few times.
And so she's She's picked. Can you tell us what coffee she's going to use, or is that a top secret?
She would be so mad.
Oh, okay.
All yeah.
Right. Well, then don't tell us.
She got mad at me the last time that
you did that.
I posted it on the story, and
wow, she got mad. Come on, Tim.
You're going to taste it though soon. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah,
so you can taste it.
So it's the.
But essentially, that one is. I actually don't even. I'm not good at describing that one.
The coffee, like
no, the competition.
Oh,
it's two parts.
Yeah, so there's a compulsory round and then open service round. So in the compulsory round, you show up, and that morning, I think 45 minutes before you have to present, right? Or before you have to serve. I think very shortly before you have to serve the coffee, you're given a coffee that you're not told what it is. So it's a blind coffee. And then you have, I think it's like 37 minutes
To dial in your recipe.
Dial in, 30 minutes to dial in, and then 7 minutes to prepare 3 cups to then present to the judges.
Oh,
so
my.
In that 30 minutes is the first time you're allowed to brew with it. You brew with it. You try to find the best recipe. And then in those 7 minutes, you make 3 that are hopefully identical to each other. And then you deliver those to judges.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And so, that's espresso?
It's pour-overs.
Oh, pour-overs.
Yeah,
oh,
so, okay. So you get to brew
Brewer's
all,
cup.
You yeah, bring done. All of your own equipment, so you get to choose the brewing method, the kettles, the water temperature, everything.
The grinder, too? Okay.
You can bring your own grinders.
EK43 set up somewhere for you or something?
They have a Guatemala, and they might have an EK43.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I know that for sure the sponsored grinder is a Guatemala from Malkonig.
Wow.
So that's the compulsory round. And then an open service is where you bring your own coffee. And that one... where compulsory is a blind competition, meaning you're brewing in private, and then the judges never get to know who brewed that coffee. Open service is you're standing on a in front of a table, serving 3 judges
so
and
these,
telling them a story about your coffee.
And then these judges during the compulsory, they're just tasting, and all they're going for is whose coffee tastes the best.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's all the same coffee. The only thing changing is the brewing method.
No, compulsory. So in compulsory, that's what they're doing. In compulsory, all
that's
the same
crazy.
Coffee, just
those
different.
Are the same judges that move to the next round, where they didn't get to see you and interact with you, or are those different?
Different judges. They're,
yeah, it'll vary a little bit.
Yeah,
there maybe will be some carryover.
There might be some, but very little.
Yeah,
but yeah, they don't know who brewed it. They don't know how it was brewed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just tasting the coffee that was put in front of them, and that day they're going to taste 20 same brews. Yeah. Or same, you know, same coffee brewed in different ways.
And, you know, the idea is to have them be the same outside of it just being flavor. They're taking samples of each one of these and checking the TDS, the total dissolved solids in each of the cups. Okay. And they have to be within a certain range of each other even.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So they've got like a refractometer set up.
Yes, exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm. So... It's very, as much as it's simple because you just go up and brew some coffees, it also takes quite a bit of knowledge and expertise in what you're doing to be able to do that.
Are you're entering the Roasters competition?
So I did Roasters in Reno and did not move on. I didn't make it. I think I was like 12th or something in Reno this year. So this, in 3 weeks is Nationals. So I got knocked out in whatever that was called, qualifiers.
Qualifiers, yeah.
So I did not qualify for Nationals this year. But that competition is, there's 2 parts to that one also. There's a compulsory and then there's open service. For both of those, you have to do a presentation in front of judges. The compulsory, the way that one works, being that it's for roasting, is they ship you whatever coffee it is, and then everyone roasts that coffee on their own roaster, you know, in their own warehouse, in their own facility, whatever it is, and then you show up with your version of that coffee, so your roast of the coffee that everyone was shipped, and then you also bring the coffee of your choice. And then both of those, you do a short, I think it's 10 minute?
Mm-hmm.
A 10 minute presentation where it's very just like detail oriented, honestly. It's just, and then at this temperature, I added more gas and I opened the air and what. Yeah.
Sounds intense.
That does sound intense.
Yeah, and then the other competition outside of those, which I don't know if it matters for this, is the barista competition, which is a very intensive, it's the most like difficult one of the competitions, I would say, just because you have 4 judges that are for sensory, you have 2 technical judges, and then 1 head judge. So the sensory judges are, they're tasting all your beverages. You have to prepare espressos for each of them, cappuccino or a milk drink for each of them, and then a signature drink for each of them. And they're all tasting them. The head judge is tasting all of those drinks to make sure that they're all like within the same range and taste the same. And then the technical judges are paying attention to every move that you make. You know, if half a gram of coffee spills while it's coming out of the grinder into your portafilter, if it spills onto the counter, they're marking half a gram didn't make it into the portafilter. If the lump of coffee that comes out of that grinder is like offset to the right, they're marking the lump came out to the right. And then the next one is to the left, that you're gonna lose points because the lumps weren't in the same spot. And then when you tamp, they're watching, you know, they're getting down, they're bending down to see how level your tamp is. So if you were a little heavy on your thumb side, and then the next one you're a little heavy on your ring finger side, they're gonna mark that and you're gonna lose points there. So that one is insane. There's so many.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
That one's crazy.
But it's insane.
Austin did that one two years ago.
That sounds like a lot of fun to be
judged for everything that you do.
For every move that you make.
Sounds like my life now.
People spend a lot of time preparing and obsessing over their routines. And what, 2 years ago? 2016?
No, last year.
2017?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So in 2017, a spot opened up a week beforehand. And they emailed Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the wait list, but I was like 30th on the wait list. But no one was dumb enough to do a competition routine in a week.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, for me, for the first time ever doing it, it'd be great.
Well, just
for
the experience.
I could do the experience. So I pretty much worked on it with Tim and a few other people, like, probably nonstop for that week.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous. And did really well. I'm definitely going to try to do it again next year because it was a lot of fun, but it was like, want to do better.
What kind of, what were you going for? What was your signature drink?
Oh, it was horrible. We were really excited about this really crazy Mexican coffee we had last year. It was really nice, really, really awesome, but we were just getting very unique flavors from it.
We're going to tie back into tacos right now.
Yeah. No, almost.
Notes of taco.
Yeah, it was like a super sweet, savory, like summer squash.
Okay.
Honey, just like really interesting, really unique cup, unlike anything we've ever had. So for a signature drink, I made pretty much baby food. It's like a roasted squash puree, and like it was really interesting, but judges didn't love it, to say the least. But technically, I was fire. I was perfect.
They were unimpressed.
Yeah, I should have definitely just brought like a really nice washed Ethiopian or something, like much more on the safer side than a crazy weird Mexican lot. But it was a lot of fun. It was good to do within a week, and then we'll see how it goes next year.
What's one thing in the specialty industry that you guys are excited about? Maybe a change that's going on industry-wide or has happened, or I guess, like, what's something that's unique maybe to coffee that gets you excited?
Coffee blossom honey, brought to you by Blake Trafton. No, that is actually a really exciting thing that we started working with coffee blossom honey last year. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly what it sounds like. Honey from the coffee blossom that makes then our coffee cherry. So we work with a farmer in Huehuetenango in Guatemala, Jorge Mendez, and it's pretty exciting that we can buy his coffee because it's delicious, it's great, but then also buy his honey like year round. So that's something we kind of made a pretty quiet switch over to last year. So all the honey at all of our stores is coffee blossom honey from Guatemala. So that's something that I think is pretty cool and pretty exciting.
And that's like in the honey cinnamon latte?
Yeah, in everything, pretty much in anything honey. So that's exciting for me.
Yeah, you know? For me, it would definitely be in the processing side of green coffee. So a lot of people, this farm, La Palma EL Toucan, I think, kind of spearheaded this project of new fermentation methods. And by doing that, you're able to get these really wild, fruity flavors out of coffees that would not normally have that. So more and more, we've been seeing farmers playing with these techniques and producing really good coffee and raising the score of some of their coffees by doing that. So essentially, it makes farmers who maybe don't have the perfect conditions for making a coffee that, you know, we would normally purchase and serve, taking that coffee and then turning it into something through their processing methods, where it is something that that we would be really stoked about bringing in.
What's the best way somebody wants to get a hold of you guys? On Instagram, let's say personally, and then at the business level, give us some handles, some emails.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Instagram.
Cell
I just
phone
have
numbers.
Instagram. But, you know, if you email either info@augiescoffeehouse.com, that goes to Tim and I, or Kyle and I, one of the two, someone. But yeah, so that's, you know, Instagram, DM us, slide into our DMs, yeah. Question mark.
That's me. Yep.
Tim's Instagram's boring, so you don't have to worry about that.
Don't follow mine. Oh. Yeah.
Don't follow his.
At Huggies Coffee.
That's the Instagram to follow.
Yep. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
If you want Tim's Instagram, we'll DM it to you.
For a price.
Yeah. For a price. It's only one photo on it.
You just need $200 and a spoon.
That's right.
No problem.
All right, guys. It was so fun to talk to you. Thank you for having us here with you, and thanks for being on the show.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah. This is great. That was
and
fun.
Until next time, my friends, grab a cup of coffee, take a sip, and smile, and you'll hear us next time for another conversation.
Let's go try geishas.
Austin and Tim, thank you so much for having us out. That was episode 2 of our interview with Augie's Coffee Roasters. We really hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it. And send us, what was your favorite part? What stood out to you? Thank you so much for listening, and check us out soon for the next episode of Specialty Coffee Talk. Until then, hit us up on the email, specialtycoffeetalk@gmail.com, or on Instagram, slide into that DM, Specialty Coffee Talk. Thank you so much.